I'll give you a couple of stats to start off with. That is the, well, in a time when share of ear, competition for share of ear is, for radio, is probably more under pressure than ever. You know, you've got the likes of Spotify and other sort of on-demand streaming services fighting for people's share of ear. 82% of all time spent listening is to broadcast radio, which is pretty good news if you're at this conference, obviously. People still love radio. That's great news. The challenge, if you like, one of them for commercial radio is this stat here, which, as you can see, share of advertising revenue over time. In 2011, the internet became the biggest platform for advertising, and obviously, like other traditional media, radio being squeezed by that, as media buyers and the like look for sort of more accountability and targeting and the sort of insight they get from digital advertising campaigns. So that got us thinking at Absolute Radio about how we could sort of tap into that a little bit, but sort of still capturing that sort of passion people sort of have for broadcast radio. And in February of this year, we launched Absolute Radio InStream. InStream is a one-to-one advertising on a broadcast one-to-many stream targeting logged-in listeners online. So we think it's better for everyone. It can potentially be better for everyone. Listeners, they get, in the case of Absolute Radio, fewer adverts, and in their place, more music, a few more relevant adverts, that is. Advertisers get the accountability and the better targeting that they want from their campaigns. And we think that potentially, you know, for radio, it redefines it for the digital age and makes it a bit more relevant to those advertisers and media buyers that are looking to buy the sort of advertising they can get online.